Isn't it ironic, Alanis Morissette, that the Dodgers opening day were plus 220 to win the World Series? And Jensen, yet, here they are tied for first place with San Diego. And the numbers have actually gotten shorter at plus $1.90. Look, I'm not advocating that you should just take Dodger numbers before the year starts at 220, but it actually, ironically, would have been a better number than you can get today.
Shop around for your best price. They're plus 215 on DraftKings right now. And again, I would agree with where their numbers are at the moment. If we're looking for some value now of the changing numbers, and both positively and or negatively, there are a couple of spots. And let me start with a long shot. So I know that we look at the Pittsburgh Pirates in a couple of different ways. We mentioned it last week that this is a team that I had picked to make the playoffs as a wild card team. They are 50-1 right now to win the World Series. But Dave, as you look at some of the advanced metrics here, they are fourth right now as a pitching staff in pitching wins above replacement. Only the Phillies, the Dodgers, and the Yankees are better than they are right now. The Pittsburgh Pirates are sixth as a team in offensive wins above replacement. Only the Astros, Braves, Yankees, Dodgers, and Cubs are better than the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to want to stare down the barrel of maybe a Paul Skenes in game one, a Bubba Chandler in game two, or a Mitch Keller, like however you want to look at it from a Pittsburgh Pirates pitching perspective. Say that five times fast. Maybe it is Braxton Ashcraft who they end up teaming with Paul Skenes. Either way, I think there needs to be some respect here on a very nice value long shot. And for what it's worth, Dave, we say this a lot when you're adding these futures. In the stock market, you look in a real world perspective of, okay, at some point I'm going to want to sell this stock for a profit, right? If it gets to a point or it gets past of where you're like, boy, I didn't think it was even going that high. You want to monetize, you want to be able to take some of those earnings and put it in pocket. At 50-1, the Pittsburgh Pirates to win the World Series, I'm not advocating that they're going to win it, but I would certainly want some shares of the Pirates at that number with what they've shown me here as we enter the second full week of May. Dave, I can think of worse scenarios to be in just for perspective. The Mets are 55-1. Okay, the Red Sox are 50-1. And we obviously know that those teams overall right now are far worse than what the Pirates have done. So just from a standard value long shot perspective, I would love to have a little bit of a share of the Pirates at 50-1 to win it all.
Those who don't remember the past are condemned to repeat it. 2 years ago, not exactly at this time, a little bit later, the Metropolitans had drifted to 125-1. To win the World Series. And I took a couple pieces of the action there. But that team 2 years ago, if you remember, Jensen, could hit. Those teams had still Pete Alonso, a healthy Francisco Lindor. They had Brandon Nimmo's. They had up now the Starling Marte's. They had a professional lineup. They don't have that this year. And they're only 50-1. The Red Sox are the other team that's really drifted, as you mentioned, from 16-1 to 50-1. And even the Astros have drifted from 25-1 to 66-1. Out of teams like that, if you're looking to play those really just ridiculous prices from where they were at the beginning of the year, could the Astros be the only team I could interest you in that they still have a professional lineup and they still have a guy like Yordan Alvarez in the middle of the lineup that if they could get enough pitching, because the Mets 2 years ago didn't have pitching. They had bats and then they got pitching later on in the year. Is there any team that you look at and says, you know what, they do have enough here that maybe they could ride that hot wave, whether it's the starting arms or whether it's a professional hitting lineup?
I don't think I can back Houston because of the attrition to the pitching staff. And even if they do get healthier, I'm not going to say fully healthy because it just doesn't feel like that is synonymous with this Houston organization the last 3 to 4 years. -34 in the run differential, not excited about it. One of the more disappointing teams for me, Dave, is the Orioles. That team ahead of them right there at 45-1 on our graphics is a -41 differential. They're 10-11 at home. They have been a sieve from a pitching standpoint, and I just didn't see that early on. Now, the gift that keeps on giving here in the American League in 2026, you mentioned the Astros. They and the Angels are tied for the worst record in the league. They're only 3.5 games out of a playoff spot. Why is that, Dave? Well, you can count on one hand how many teams are above 500 in the American League. The Rays, the Yankees, and the Athletics, just like we all thought. So it is really an underachieving league, and it muddies the water a bit more on what do you trust? What do you believe? I told you last week, and I'll repeat it again, Seattle is a team that I trust, and not much of a differential in their preseason World Series odds at 13-1. They're 12-1 in a lot of places right now. If you're looking for a team that is really underachieved, then I think the Mariners to this point, yes, they have, but they're built for the long haul. And that would be a double digit World Series future. If you haven't invested yet, that feels like if you're going to play towards the top of the board in the American League with all the parity, and yes, the Yankees and the Rays are out to great starts, but I would look more towards that organization for what they have internally, the depth of power pitching, the swing and miss, the power. I mean, this is all with Cal Raleigh still struggling mightily, Dave. So that feels in an American League where even I am still sitting back and wondering, what do I believe? What do I not believe? That would be the team that if I had to, if you had to force me to a spot that's towards the top of the board, I think Seattle is still where I would invest my money.
Let's stay out west, but go to the senior circuit. And I want to talk more about the Padres, who are, as we wake up today, still in a share of first place here with the Dodgers, okay? And normally you go, well, if you like the Padres, just take them to win the pennant at the longer number of 18-1 versus 11-1 to win the division. But the reason why I'd push back on that is I think the Padres have shown us that they can't win the pennant unless they win the division, because I don't know that they're good enough to get through three rounds of postseason baseball with their lack of offense. We talked about Manny Machado, who's just not hitting. And we talk about what's happened all of a sudden to Fernando Tatis Jr., who has just zero power anymore. And again, draw your own conclusions if you will. But to me, if I back the Padres, I think I could only back them for the division because I don't think they can win three series in the second season here unless they win the NL West. So I'd rather play the shorter number at 11-1 versus 18-1 because they've proven to me, like they did in Chicago last year, they're just not good enough to go on the road in the postseason and score enough runs. Do you see it the same way?
I understand your trepidation offensively. Right now, 19th in big league baseball for offensive wins above replacement. Dave, I would harken back though to my bullpen days and tell you that what wins in the postseason? Bullpens. Pitching. And San Diego, when fully healthy, will have, barring some major moves of the trade deadline, at least right now, if you were to invest today, San Diego, I still think, has the best overall bullpen when healthy. They are seventh right now as a staff in pitching wins above replacement. Your Mets ahead of them in sixth. And then Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, the Dodgers, and the Yankees, the only teams ahead of them as far as the overall staff complexions are concerned. I had invested in them last week in the Padres. I still feel that that's a spot you can get to. They were 20-1 to win the National League just a week ago. Not much has really changed as far as that's concerned. In fact, they've been shorted a little bit in DraftKings markets at 18-1. So always looking for bullpen prowess. When you're in a World Series or even a pennant future market, you must always factor that in. And so that's why the Padres think we'll still have staying power for me.
And that's why it's ironic with the Metropolitans being 30-1 to win the pennant. They can actually pitch. The pitching's been really good for New York. It's the offense looks like a triple-A offense right now. It does not look like a professional lineup that they're rolling out there with Carlos Mendoza each and every night. And the Padres, they got the names. They just don't have the numbers to go with it. Pete Jensen talking some puck next right here on VSiN by the Books.